It's been called the Gutenberg Bible of America, the first book ever printed in British North America. It's the Bay Psalm Book, published in 1640. Only 11 first edition copies survive. Old South Church in Boston owns two of them. But now the congregation has voted to sell one of those copies to raise money for repairs and boost the endowment. We'll count the church historian Jeff Macholm among those fiercely opposed to that sale. He joins me now from Boston. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
And Jeff, tell me more first about this rare psalm book itself.
Okay. The Bay Psalm Book was the first publishing enterprise in the New World. Publishing did not happen in the world. It was something for the Old World. So the Puritans sneaked a press in from Britain, and they sneaked paper in from France, and they made a few hundred new translations that could be sung to tunes that the Puritans knew.
And how long has this psalm book been with Old South Church?
Well, we know that Thomas Prince, one of our early ministers, for whom Princeton, Massachusetts, Prince Street in the North End, and Prince Spaghetti, by extension, is named after, Thomas Prince gave his whole collection to Old South Church in 1758 when he died. He left it in the tower of the Old South Meeting House at the time. It was there when the British troops used the meeting house as a riding stable during the Revolution. It was there when George Washington came to the meeting house, and it finally bumped around with the rest of the collection until the ministers of Old South Church thought it needed a better place for safekeeping, and in 1866 asked the city of Boston to keep it as part of the rare book room at the Boston Public Library, where it is today.
The psalm book is expected to sell for anywhere from $10 to $20 million. And I want to ask you about what the senior minister at Old South Church said, Reverend Nancy Taylor. She said, "We want to take this old hymn book from which we literally sang our praises to God and convert it into doing God's ministry in the world today." In other words, helping take care of the poor and needy. What do you think about that argument?
Reverend Taylor is a spectacular spiritual leader of Old South Church. The giving has grown, the congregation has grown. The idea, however, that somehow the church can't dig into its own pockets or raise money from others in order to support its current mission rather than selling ancient gifts is the rub, and that's the rub that divides the congregation.
How painful a vote was this for the congregation there in Boston?
Well, look, it was disappointing. When the book does go on the auction block, I think it will be a sad day for Boston, because this book has never been outside of walking distance from the place that it was published in 1640, in the very teeth of nature, decades before Boston even had a brick at all. The idea that that piece of Puritan history will leave the Commonwealth for parts unknown, I think that will be a sad day for Boston.
Well, you still will have one copy of the psalm book, right? You have two, you're selling one, you'll have one left.
Indeed. There is a copy over there. I've held them both. Bibliophiles all over the world will never have again a chance to hold one in each hand. But it's likely true that the other, which is definitively part of Thomas Prince's collection, can't practically be sold because of his will. So that will have forever.
What's it like to hold these psalm books in your hands?
Well, it's a remarkable thing to hold a book that's that old, that you're not supposed to wear gloves to do. You're supposed to be able to feel it so that you don't damage the pages. One can't hold a book like that and not feel a little bit of what it was like in 1640 to have done such a thing when everything around them was complete wilderness. And it's no bigger than a small paperback. But considering its rarity and what it took to publish that book at that time, it will strike anybody who holds it dumb.
Jeff Macholm is the historian at Old South Church in Boston. Mr. Macholm, thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much, Melissa.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.